This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. We'll talk about our Hooters draft party coming up on Wednesday, August 21st at Hooters Tampa after this word.
It's fantasy football time at Hooters. Host your fantasy draft party at Hooters and get a free draft kit with over $200 in Hooters coupons and plenty of free game gear. Book your party online today at Hooters.com/football. With free Wi-Fi, you can check all the stats on game day. Get your game on at Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, with 12 Tampa Bay area locations.
So get on up and get on down to Hooters.
My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship for the second season in a row of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are still looking for more owners to invite to our draft party at the Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry Highway. If you would like to play in one of these free leagues powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com against the likes of Ira Kaufman, Joe, as it were, from JoeBucksFan.com, Robert Wright, the defending champion from this exact league last year, who's also a Todd Wright Tour golf player. Meet a couple of calendar girls in Brooke and Ty that night who should be waiting on you, waiting on our group. Now, again, when I say free leagues, it doesn't mean you show up and you eat and drink for free. No, but playing in the league is absolutely free. And Robert Wright would attend. Winning the league offers a very nice prize as well. If you would like to be considered for an owner in one of these leagues, you send me an email, your name, your phone number. That's all I need. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Last wave of invites will go out over the weekend or maybe into Monday, depending on what the numbers look like. No, I can't tell you the numbers of, well, how many people are you going to have there? How many people are in the league? I have to work these numbers on my end to balance out the league itself. Obviously, the leagues need to have even numbers. There will be some no-shows, so some of that I have to work out on the fly. So if you would like to be an owner, again, name and phone number, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. You must be available to be in attendance for a live draft Wednesday night, August 22nd. Be there by 6:30 p.m. Hooters Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry. Send your request to be an owner to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. And yes, you can bring a guest to sit with you. The guest does not own a team. But if you want to bring your significant other, the gentleman from Ocala coming is bringing his dad. That's cool with me. If you have a son who's into fantasy football, he wants to hang out with his dad while his dad does a live draft, that's fine with us as well. Just let me know in the email what you plan to do. Just know that when I say you can bring a plus one, the plus one does not draft. They are basically there to enjoy what we are doing as a group that night at Hooters. All right, so for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, for the last off and on, I don't want you to think I was doing this for the last 24 hours. I have golf balls to hit. I have things to do. But I spent some time doing something that I don't think you're going to find, say, on Roto World, Fantasy Football Calculator, The Fantasy Show, which unfortunately I can no longer watch. I watched it every day last year. I like Matthew Berry. I like Secret Squirrel. I like Field Yates, Stefania Bell. Some of these people know me, some of them don't. It's been a while since I worked for ESPN. But now I can't watch it because of all the lousy things ESPN puts on ESPN and ESPN2, like whatever that whole dodgeball thing was they did last week. They took a show that many of us fantasy owners actually like, and they said, now you got to pay for it. Well, we're not going to pay for it. All right, you have networks. You get money from us. We pay for cable. Put those shows on what we pay for, or just go out of business. All right, you're not Netflix. There is no Netflix cable channel. I choose Netflix or not. So I don't understand what they're doing with that. I guess they're just trying to stay solvent, and I don't think it's going to work. So as it relates to these type of programs, you hear about it's a very cliche term. It's been around in sports for a while, right? Sleepers. Now, a sleeper in fantasy football would be what's an undervalued player I can pick and he might work out for me. Is that a fair way to describe it in fantasy football? Sleepers apply in other things. For example, when I make appearances leading up to a major golf event with my friend, even though he's a Redskins fan, Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, Gil will often ask me for a sleeper type. Gil knows it's a cliche term, basically a price. What's a price? Vegas term for a sleeper, where it might be worth a small investment to get a big return. Francesco Molinari was that investment for the Open Championship back in July. That's an example of one for something like that. NCAA tournament time, right? When you have all these people who never watch college basketball other than 2+ weeks out of the year because they get to fill out a bracket and think they know something, and they pick a 13 seed, and they call it what? Their sleeper, because they push that 13 seed through to the second week of the tournament. What I'm about to do is the opposite of the sleeper. So is this the awaker? I don't know. Come up with your own term and tell me at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. These are players that I call it the opposite of the sleeper because these are the players, quite simply, I don't want to roster. I don't. They will not be players that I draft in my season-long draft. I may, Caddyshack reference here, see your future, Danny, may make it, make your future, Danny. I may consider some of these names in DFS because of price if they fit into a salary cap for a given week, for a given game, and I can make a case they may be productive that week. Or I may consider them on waivers once they show me something that I don't think I'm going to see going into my season-long draft, all right? So I actually tried to come up with at least one for all 32 teams. I don't want to insult your intelligence on this podcast. I never wanted to do that on the air for all the years of All Night, for all the years of Todd Wright Tonight, which was basically All Night in a better time slot with fewer restrictions that I did for Sporting News and Yahoo Sports Radio for nearly 7 years after ESPN paid me to broadcast somewhere else, kind of like they paid Brett McMurphy to break great stories on his own. Things never change. There are names I could give you on a team that would insult your intelligence, so I'm not going to waste as much time with that. And I think right now some of those fall in the AFC. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait, and I'm going to do the AFC in a future podcast. And I know you're coming up on your season-long draft, so I'm not going to wait too long. But instead of going through all 32 teams, I think too many of the names I have written down right now for AFC would be obvious names to a percentage of you. So let me wait. Let me see what happens this weekend, and maybe I'll have some different names in that group. So let me just give you NFC, and I'm going to go, as I've done since I was a kid, just in order of divisions, kind of the way you would read them in an old school newspaper. So like if you looked at the NFC standings, you'd see NFC East, NFC North, NFC South, NFC West. That's the way I do things in my head, and that's the way I've done it for a long time. So let's start with the beloved Dallas Cowboys. Right now, I'm not rostering any pass catcher on the Dallas Cowboys, any of them. No tight ends, no wide receivers. I need to see more. And again, once I see something, it might interest me as a DFS bargain of the week. It might interest me on waivers as just someone to stash or play when they're hot and see how long that plays out. Washington, it seems so obvious, but when even the fantasy show has to have interventions with Redskins fans like Matthew Berry, Jordan Reed is still there. He's still there, and there's nothing to believe it's going to be any different. He's the ultimate tease. Jordan Reed, not somebody I'm even thinking about, almost like he doesn't exist. I want someone else to take him because it moves me up in the draft one more spot towards someone that I actually want. Giants right now, I'm not touching Eli Manning. I want to believe the Giants will be impactful in fantasy football this year. I don't dislike Beckham. I like Saquon Barkley. I like Sterling Shepard more than most. I have no problem with Evan Engram in a must-play tight end league. But as far as Eli, I don't know. Because the more Barkley runs, the less Eli throws. The Giants still could be average overall as a team. Things might not totally go their way. And that could impact Eli's fantasy numbers. So right now, I'm not considering rostering Eli Manning. Eagles, it's Jay Ajayi. It's one of the most interesting stats that I've stumbled across in the last couple of weeks. If I didn't reference it on a previous podcast, here it is. Last year, as you all know, Jay Ajayi played for two teams. So he played for two different head coaches, surrounded by two sets of complementary offensive performers. And in both cases, he was considered a feature back by both the Miami Dolphins and then the Philadelphia Eagles, who happened to go on and win a Super Bowl. Jay Ajayi last year never touched the ball when his team took a snap from the 5-yard line and in. Let me say it again. Last season, two different teams. One team won the Super Bowl that he was on. Jay Ajayi never touched the ball on any snap taken by his team, 5-yard line and in. So in a goal-to-go situation, he might be the worst guy to have in fantasy football. Will that change this year? I guess it has to. But by how much? Is Jay Ajayi simply a non-factor at the goal line? Not one touch, not an inside handoff, not a slant, not a sweep, not a counter, not a screen pass, not a check down, not a broken play. Not once did he touch the ball when his team snapped it inside the 5-yard line, whether he was on the field or off. Yeah, that has no fantasy impact for me, right? We all want players that once a team gets to the 5-yard line and in, we want to think when they're coming to the line, like, this is our guy. These are 6 points. We want this right now. Last year, the guy who never came through, never, was Jay Ajayi. If you owned Jay Ajayi last year and you were watching him on the Dolphins or him on the Eagles, and the team was getting ready to take an offensive snap from the 5-yard line and in, going into the end zone, you either didn't see Jay Ajayi on the field, or you didn't see Jay Ajayi touch the football. Not once. Moving on. Chicago. I'm not touching any Bears in my season-long draft. None. but the one who has, other than Jordan Howard, all right, and I'm kind of over Jordan Howard. I don't want to make this like last year's podcast at this time where I was telling you about the issues you would have with Jordan Howard. I don't think much has changed. Will he get you points? Yeah. Is he worth his ADP? No. Allen Robinson is the guy I'm not rostering this year. There's so many red flags on Allen Robinson. And the sad part is, none of them really involve like being a bad guy, bad teammate, bad off the field. It's all other things. Change of teams. Questions about his quarterback. Hasn't had a good year since 2015. Coming off major knee surgery. It's all of this. New head coach. When some guy named Anthony Miller is catching more balls than you in practice, it makes you want to stay away from Allen Robinson. Detroit, I'm not going down the Marvin Jones Jr. route. Yeah, by nature, most receivers, even some of the better ones, are inconsistent. I just think Jones is extremely inconsistent. To call him a John Starks type in terms of being a streaky shooter is an insult to John Starks. I just think Jones is one of the more inconsistent, productive receivers. And when I say productive, there are games where he is. But like a lot of the guys I'm bringing up now are guys that I think you only look for on waivers and don't waste a valuable season-long draft pick on them, or you're playing them in a daily game because the price is right and they fit into your budget and into your lineup. Dalvin Cook. I've seen people whose opinions I truly respect say he is being overvalued, overdrafted as an RB1. Very unfortunate that his season last year was cut short due to that injury. But things are different. Look, the Vikings are still good. And Cook is coming into his second year, but he is coming off a major injury. He could lose goal line carries to Latavius Murray. He is working with a new offensive coordinator. He is working with a new quarterback who we know can put up good numbers and may feature the tight end more than previous quarterbacks did. So at that RB1 fringe, first round, second round value, I'm not touching Dalvin Cook. Jimmy Graham. It's kind of a secret. Shh. It's just between us, right? You know how I always talk about. I don't mean to sound like Christian Bale doing The Dark Knight. You know how we always talk about get a piece of these big-time offenses, you know, when in doubt. It's always nice to have someone from, like, the Patriots on your fantasy team, the Saints on your fantasy team, the Rams on your fantasy team. The Falcons on your fantasy team. The Eagles might fall into that category, right? On your fantasy team. Just the offenses that you know are going to score. Plug-and-play type guys. Well, this might be a good week for him. Let's use him this week. You know, I know he's not my wide receiver one, but let's get him in the lineup. They're going to score 35, 42 points. He might get one. He might get 100 yards. Green Bay, obviously, one of those teams, right? Here's the secret. Aaron Rodgers doesn't really throw to tight ends. Go look it up. And he hasn't really thrown to tight ends for about 7 years now. Now, you can think of some bigger situations. I'm the Cowboys fan who left Jerry World in the middle of a tornado after the 34-31 playoff loss a couple years ago. After Aaron completed the, what was it, 3rd and 20 to Aaron Cook down the far sideline? Yep, he was in bounds. Yep. Crosby hits the field goal. And good night, everybody. So, but it's not fantasy value with these tight ends. And Green Bay just continues to rotate these tight ends. So when I see in ESPN Television's, I guess, celebrity fantasy draft that they did a couple of nights ago, that they had this run on tight ends in the third round, it just reminded me of what Mel Kiper said many years ago on ESPN draft coverage, and he could have said it about half of those people at that table in the ESPN fantasy football marathon in that draft. I don't think they have any concept what the fantasy football draft is all about. Namely, Michael Collins, who I've worked with on PGA Tour Entertainment Radio broadcast. And Michael somehow got a seat at the table because some people think he's funny. I think he's a nice guy. He made a horrible pick in the third round of the ESPN fantasy draft. In the run on tight ends, he made the worst selection of those tight ends in Jimmy Graham in that third round. Jimmy Graham with the Packers is not someone I'm considering rostering for my season-long draft. Buccaneers-wise, remember, we have a spinoff podcast. It is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin. And each week during the regular season, we will look at the Bucks matchup and tell you about what you might like about playing certain players, both for and against the Buccaneers, what you might not like about those matchups for and against the Buccaneers. And running back wise, there's really nothing to like right now, especially long term. I was questioned off this most recent Bucks bulletin by some, I'm just going to guess he's a homer because he's identified as Buck 'em Up or something. And he posted this on a message board instead of just writing me and asking me the question, although he never referred to me by name. So if he's listening right now, sir, I have a name. My name is Todd, not he. I'm the only one who talks on these podcasts that have my name on them. My name is Todd. So rather than posting on that board, well, why don't you just write me since I write everybody back? Why don't you just email me and ask me the question and make your case at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com? Is it because you don't want me to actually tell you? And you just want to ask it as a rhetorical question and sound smart? I can give you lots of reasons why I do not like Barber long term as a fantasy option. But I will save that for the next edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin. And I will just throw a blanket over the entire Bucks offensive backfield and say, I'm not considering rostering any of them. Because the people I want to draft in my season-long leagues are people I want to stay on my team for the entire season, at least in theory, where they may be productive for long periods of time for me to use. Again, if you like to question something I say on a podcast, as Pedro Serrano, Dennis Hasbert said in Major League, we are in the podcast, bring that shit to me. Email me. I email everyone back. Bring that shit to me. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Good. I'm glad we got that clear. By the way, Evan Silva has Barber RB48. That might be one reason, okay? One reason why I said what I said about Barber. Just one. You know, RB48, which would be fine in fantasy football if the NFL had, say, 200 teams. RB48 wouldn't be bad. In a 32-team NFL, it's not very good. Carolina, C.J. Anderson. They're not going to be taking Christian McCaffrey off the field very much. I don't have an interest in C.J. Anderson. Atlanta, I don't have an interest in Julio Jones in a season-long pick because it's just too high. There are too many of those games where Jones disappoints, doesn't get targeted in the red zone. He was unhappy the entire offseason. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round. I just feel the pick that most people will use to draft Julio Jones, I think there's at least seven other players that you might be better off picking in the spot where you would otherwise pick Julio Jones. It doesn't have to be a wide receiver. It might be right at the end of the RB1 value or the fringe RB1, RB2 value. Or in two quarterback leagues, we're getting into the Aaron Rodgers territory. Mark Ingram, New Orleans. Great note from Matthew Berry. Matthew, you know, I wish I could watch the fantasy show. I pay for cable. I can't watch your show anymore. Mark Ingram last year, last four games of the Saints regular season, was down to barely a dozen touches per game. We know he's going to have, none the first four games of this season. Expectation is reduced role when he comes back, barring injury to Alvin Kamara. I am not considering rostering Mark Ingram from a season-long standpoint. And finally, NFC West. Jerick McKinnon just seems overvalued from the start. Had McKinnon, you know, when Dalvin Cook went down, if McKinnon was really this good, why did Latavius Murray become so productive in the Minnesota offense on a very good team? I don't know that anything has changed here. And we're already questioning McKinnon's injury status. The former, what's his name, McNichols, the kid from Boise State, another Jason Light miss. He might be the number one running back in San Francisco with Breida, and if McKinnon continues to be injured, Rams, I'm staying away from Brandon Cooks. I just think his value is too high. Kupp's going to get his catches. Woods is going to get his targets. The tight end is going to get his targets. And Gurley is the ball hog. What's left for Brandon Cooks? I'm sorry, at his ADP, I have buyer's remorse. Arizona's kind of an odd one right now. I mean, so much has changed there. I just don't know what to make of anything. I would love to have David Johnson on my team, and I would love to have Larry Fitzgerald on my team. Right now, I'm not interested in anybody else. I'll see what happens and then make moves via waivers or in DFS. I don't think, let's put it this way, I don't think if you are planning to draft Sam Bradford as your backup quarterback, or you are planning to draft Sam Bradford in a two-quarterback league, I don't know that that's a wise selection. Doesn't feel like it. And Rashad Penny for Seattle. Granted, any move involving a lofty draft pick on a Seattle running back in recent years has been a bad move. And even though no one has uttered the name with the initials EL, this year in fantasy football, thank goodness, Rashad Penny doesn't seem to be someone you can buy into with a season-long pick with an expectation to get what the value of that pick is otherwise worth. Let that play out a little bit. So there's your NFC. I'll give you the AFC in a future podcast once I see a little bit more and might be able to give you what I think are some more worthwhile answers other than my first draft on the AFC. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. There are 12 original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and we will be assembling podcast listeners who live in the greater Tampa Bay area at the Hooters location in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry, on Wednesday, August 22nd. Yeah. Wednesday, August 22nd. Did I say 21st before? Wednesday, August 22nd. We need you there by 6:30. If you'd like to be an owner in one of the leagues, and you can be there by 6:30 p.m. that night, send your request, name, phone number. Just say you listen to the podcast, you'd like to be a part of it. If you want to bring a plus one, that's fine. To ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Final wave of invites will go out over the weekend and into Monday for next Wednesday's gathering of Ira Kaufman, Joe from JoeBucksFan.com, our defending champion, Ty and Brooke from Hooters will be there. I'll be there. We're going to try to drag Bobby Fenton there. Who knows? I've even offered to buy a drink for my friend in PR for the Buccaneers. He might need one by then. If he can just stop by and say hello, who knows? Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com if you would like to be involved. And you can send any fantasy football question you want to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. For over 1 year now, every email sent to me has received a response, whether it is from me or from JoeBucksFan.com. Every single email. If you do not receive a response, check your spam. You might have had it bounce back to you because it didn't get to me. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next time.